chase the rise. Inhaling my own salt breath atop the shale, letting loose across the plies of daylight that remain, set into the charred horizon, where we take our vow to let the night both begin and end, and let be woe the aftermath in this time of unmasking. I am bartering to gain a purpose that won't be nullified, with each falling word lifted into the soft illusion presiding over this finite rehearsal. Your legs stretched across the table, your body being swallowed by the heat, radiating like a memory fading out, light flickering in your face from the remaining embers of a profound man. Sitting awake in the same way that graves sit silently. This has to be some type of unidentified genius. This time you have chosen to cascade yourself into empty onto my deaf ears and my numb face as the blood enters and I struggle to consume the inevitable stream of the sins we have spilled in the dark. Original pilgrimage, searching for a direction in the quiet of your closed eyes. You, too, are receding like a ghost into a final void, leaving my body to lie atop a collapsed mattress, broken across the stillbirth on the once arid sheet, still trembling like a live wire, questioning further the steps I need to take within this darkness. Watching the rain alone, falling across the scattered park, the departed body, that last night in Atlantic City, from across the water, when Philadelphia